Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cold Sauce. My name is Raheem Cox. This is the 20th episode of Cold Sauce. Cold Sauce is a podcast specifically designed to help mentally ill patients along with the journey of recovery. You can find Cold Sauce via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Cold Sauce, what I will be discussing is the partial ownership of elements around you. Not to keep you waiting, let's start off. For anyone trying to reason with their mentality or their level of consciousness while trying to succeed or take part in being a suitable member of society, that could be a difficult task, you know. It could be a task that takes a lot of understanding and a lot of experience before you're able to reason with who you are, how you're shaped, the things that you need to keep your body up and running, and the proper accessories needed to function individually yourself. Gain an understanding of self, you know, it could take a while. So for this episode, what I want to discuss is a lot of people that with mental health problems, it's very important that you understand what makes yourself function properly, and you understand that there's more to recovery than just the clinical practice that is practiced here in this country, where they tell you simple forms of dealing with your symptoms and simple for a lot of the clinical practice, the psychological practice by psychiatric caregivers. They're giving you a dulled down form of coping with your problems. And for many of those out there with mental health problems, and this goes just by anyone, reasoning, coping with living is can be more of a complex a matter. And I'm glad I do this particular podcast, so I could broaden and help you to see certain levels of mental status and dealing with that mental status that are a little bit more heightened. How you may call it, the elements around you, and your current form of consciousness, that's a dynamic duo that is always being inflicted upon you, and the elements around you has large part to do with your level of consciousness, whether it may be negative or positive. And for those that are successful in this world and are living the life that they want to live, most of them have core understanding of what keeps their body in function, how to reason with their surroundings, and how to complement their surroundings, and how to correspond to the matter around them effectively, so that they can utilize their accessories, and their accessories can stay available to them. The elements around you, there's vast elements around you that correlate to your mental consciousness. For instance, I'm in my room right now, delivering this podcast episode. And back when I was in my teen days, when I first became mentally ill, and I had no core understanding. I had no core in enlightenment on who I was yet, the things that I needed, the accessories that I needed to keep my body in function. I didn't know my diet yet. I didn't have well enough experience to subjugate how, my room should be shaped, exactly where to put things, exactly where to put, matter in my room so that it can, so that my conscience can so that my conscience can complement the things can be complemented by the things around me. For instance, I have a poster right above where I ideally sit that helps me out largely. This poster is an iconic picture that gives me a level of balance. But before I had understanding, I didn't know, what portion of the room to place things at. I place this poster right. I for the most part, what I do is, I'm daily sitting. I daily sit and ponder over life. Matt, I'm an author. I'm an author, and I'm a community spokesman. So for large part, I'm focused. The majority of the day, I'm always reading. I'm always enlightening myself daily, and I'm always, ask myself questions and coming to a higher means of mentality. That way I can be a better person for myself, my family, and those around me. So what else? I currently I you are in large sense you are a large sense you're naturally triggered by different colors, textures, and materials. So I have particular colors in my room right now that are a little bit more that I that a little bit more that I can be complimented by. Before I did I before I gained understanding, certain colors. You might not believe this, but every individual is triggered by you may have heard this. You may have heard this yourself. I'm sure you're pretty knowledgeable yourself, but we are all triggered by little things like color. There was a time when I couldn't I would get negatively inflicted just based off colors, certain colors that weren't that weren't likable to me. Also, I have a I have a bulletin I have a bulletin board in my room, and before I gained an understanding, I didn't know how my particular mentality was, set up. So as part of the career path that I chose, after I, as I told you, I sit and collect my mind, and I sit and gather thoughts. So what I did was I purchased a bulletin board to help me. I write things down from time to time on my bulletin board, and that alleviates a lot of mental tension in my head. And knowing where to place that bulletin board, it was a large part of my understanding. Also, I live in a house with a couple of other family members. Going downstairs, I live upstairs. My room is upstairs, so I would What I would do is, if I were to make a meal, I was constantly going downstairs to the kitchen area to fix a meal. And as part of my individual understanding that I gained over the years, I learned that I like things to be close to me. And that helped me out largely. It actually cured it actually yeah, that helped me out largely. Helped me out largely. I currently have a portable stove top in my room, but I don't have to move around anymore to prepare a meal. So I can be more focused for the majority of the day and be more complacent and be more focused for myself and the community, where I'm not I avoid a lot of dilemmas that way. And I it's very important to keep, this doesn't go for everybody, but sometimes it's important to keep a tight circuit. What else? Oh, I have a book stand in my room. Before, I didn't have a book stand, and before, when I was young, books was something that I saw no value in. The value of education is priceless. So over the years, I learned that in order for me to be a suitable figure in society, I had to educate myself. So I bought a book stand where I pick up material and cross-reference, and just having a book stand, just this particular episode is the partial ownership of elements around you. Knowing how to structure your room is probably the most valuable lesson of that of this episode, of the moral of this episode. Knowing how to structure your room. For someone that's mentally ill, you have to know how to structure your room. I guarantee you, you structure your room the right way, it's only a matter of time before your mental agony is going to be decreased. And like I spoke on before, I've been mentally ill for many, many years. And there was a time when, I had no core understanding. So knowing how to structure your room and knowing how to subjugate the elements around you to your benefit is a large portion of diagnosing your problem. Yeah, so breaking out of mental illness is very similar to how you configure yourself and elements around you. So not only do you, what I didn't speak on yet is this episode, the partial ownership of elements around you. In large sense, what you input into your mind, what you input into your mind, and what you acquire as valuable as valuable data is almost like a like an element around you. In a way, it's like a it's like an element. It's like a very lengthy element that is very purposeful for coping with mental illness. What you keep, how you acquire knowledge, and the strength of your mind is the strength of your mind is and how you shape your how you shape your mind is a very large aspect to the ownership and the diagnosis of your mental health status. So for most part, while in an outdoor setting, the human brain can naturally conceive the properties of the elements in that setting. Your mind is very strong. Your mind is very strong. So a lot of people at a younger age, at you know in a dulled down state of mind, they don't understand how to acquire knowledge, and they don't understand how to build themselves mentally. So they view everything about around them as vague and have something that has they view living. A lot of people with mental illness view living as something with low purpose. A minimum purpose. So, in large sense, you have to strengthen your core value. If you don't strengthen your core value, it all starts, like I mentioned before, coping with mental illness all starts from self. 'Cause if you don't have understanding of self, understanding of self comes first. Once you empower your mind, your body, and your soul, then you're in a position where you're branching off one step at a time. And from experience, that branch is ba the length of that branch, that branching is all based off how willing you are to correlate to the test of living, the test of your individual your individual trials and errors. So yeah. What's not regularly mentioned, your community layout and how it's governed has large shaping on your consciousness. Is the indoor setting or the indoor environment that you're currently in, and the fact that you have to be able to subjugate your indoors the indoor setting that you reside at to your benefit, your community, a person, every individual, every citizen was meant to play a part in their community. Every citizen was meant to input things and shed light on their viewpoint and shed light on how they see life and input things into the community that can be recycled and later turn into something more purposeful. So your community layout it has large your community layout has large effect on just how little things the form of housing, the way the blocks, the way your street blocks are laid out, designed. The store, the market, the current market in your neighborhood, the availability of your neighborhood, everything about how your neighborhood is structured. As I said, the human brain can naturally conceive the properties of the elements in that setting. You have to empower your mind and understand that the human brain is very strong, and understand that a closed mouth doesn't get fed, and an uneducated one doesn't either. So in order to make it to the next level of enlightenment, you have to be able to find value in little things. And be able to sculpt little things. So, if you're prepared or not for the road ahead is a prime ownership of your success. So, like I mentioned, the mind is very strong, and the human brain, sometimes we forget living the fast life of America that things like wisdom, understanding, and experience are all things that people that stood up to those that are winning the test of life have found ways. You know, it's not just about putting information in your head. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. So if you're prepared or not is a small iconic if you're prepared or not is a small iconic suggestibility that small components, small elements from self to appliances to setting are all interconnected. They're all interconnected, you know? You're naturally triggered by different colors, textures, and materials, as I mentioned. So a lot of mentally ill people, they never recover because what's triggering them off negatively in their surroundings, they don't have the mental stableness to fix. And I know how it feels to be mentally ill. You're to the point where, being able to, do little things are the little things that no people with normal health status do are like far out of whack for you. So if you want to recover, you gotta start from somewhere. I guarantee you, recovering is largely like an investment. Recovery is largely like a financial investment. You may think that your current health status is to the point where the problem that you currently have, from experience, I experienced them all. A lot of times in my stages, what I failed to realize is if I invested piece by piece, it would have came back to help me a lot faster. You have to invest. You have to invest in your mind. You have to start from somewhere. You have to invest in your health to recover. So, the best way to recover is not through those psychiatric treatments, the government-owned psychiatric treatments that are on the market, because they're not going to break down the principles that I'm breaking down right now. The government-owned psychiatric treatment centers are not going to break down the fundamentals and the detailing on a more fine level that I'm breaking down right now. So I hope you I hope you're welcomed by this podcast, and I hope you show a lot of appreciation to what I'm bringing forth. From experience, how I shaped my room and how I valued it was one of the main contributions to my success. So now that I have a career, and I look at I was the guy that was never supposed to make it. I'm the guy that was never supposed to make it, that was never supposed to succeed in life. A lot of the people that I associated myself with in my high school days, they look at me now and they don't want to give me, they are like a little bit jealous and a little bit dumbfounded how I rose up the ladder and overcame my mental illness. So, I'm appreciative that I found true purpose, and I found a way to be able to express my viewpoint. So that I'm very thankful for. So that's it for Cold Sauce. That's it for this week of Cold Sauce. I hope you found it very beneficial. I believe I spoke well. This was a very important episode. So I hope you intake the lessons, very wisely. tune in 2 weeks for the next episode of Cold Sores. And feel free to stop by my website for additional aid in your mental health status, or to purchase a product from my website. I have books, I offer jobs, I offer DVDs. So feel free to stop by. My website, once again, is www.rootforcepublications.com. Thank you.